Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of our Talking Business series. Today's episode is a solo episode, but as usual, I wish everyone who's listening an amazing, abundant-filled week. All the things you want, you receive, and all the goals you have, you smash them. Let's get started with this week's episode. Okay, so as you guys know, and I talked about it in a few episodes, I am an entrepreneur. And I've been on my entrepreneur journey for about, I would say, 8 years now. I've definitely had my ups and down moments, as does every business. But what I noticed is that I used to be one of those people that used to want to be, have my hands in everything instead of focusing on one thing, or not even just one thing, but it's like focusing on something and actually sticking through with it. When I first started my business, I had a business called Dame Chic Boutique. It was something that I decided to do. I mean, I wanted to do it, of course, because I toyed around with the idea. I was like, okay, well, I mean, I always wanted to have my own business where I was selling things that I liked, you know, from clothes to purses, jewelry, everything that I wanted, to, you know, anything that I wanted to sell. And I think I picked up the entrepreneur spirit because of my family. A lot of people in my family are entrepreneurs. They have businesses, multiple businesses. Like one of my cousins, he has a tent business that he had for years. He does towing, Airbnbs, things of that sort. My other cousin, she does hair. She has a boutique as well. She does a lot of things as well too. And my mom, she does food. She makes body butters, which are amazing. Oh my God, she needs to get back on that. And she does a lot of things as well. And my mom has a lot of degrees. She has a lot of degrees and things. But a lot of people in my family are entrepreneurs, whether they do have a full-time job and they have other side hustles, which I've always respected. But I was one of those people that if I don't see something being successful off the break, I go on to the next thing. Which a lot of people do, because we want to see overnight results and overnight success. And that's not how it works when it comes to being an entrepreneur. It's ups and downs with everything. You're going to have months and you're going to have months or weeks or days where you're making a lot of money. And you're going to have months, days, or weeks where you're not, where people are not buying from your website. They're not visiting your website. You know, you're not making sales. So it's just like when I first started my business, that's what I was doing. It's just like, okay, well, I'm not making no money. I'm only making money during this time. So I'm going to go to the next thing. I'm going to do something else. And I had my Dame Chic Boutique. I had that for about a couple of years. But I feel like with that particular situation, I didn't feel like it fit me. It didn't fit me, because that is something that I would say I was selling things that other people wanted me to do. You know, and you do have to consider your consumer. You do have to. But when it came to my business, I wanted something that fits me and fits my personality. And I can wear these things and promote these things with, you know, with confidence, because it's something that I will wear also, not just something that I'm putting on another person just to get money. And I was just having a conversation with my sister cousin I really had to step back a little bit, because of course I want things that other people will buy, and I want to constantly have income, but I want something that I can be proud of also. And I wanted to find something that I actually was passionate about and would give all my effort and energy into, instead of doing it for money. Of course, the money is the end goal, but I want to be proud of my brand. I want to be proud of the things that I'm selling, and I want to have something that I'm passionate about and I'm sticking to that thing. And besides, you know, besides me being having an online business, which is my jewelry boutique, the Queen D collection that will be up soon. I've just had a little issues with Shopify, y'all. So if you're trying to buy, please be patient with me. But I have the Queen D collection, which is I sell jewelry strictly. At first I was selling, you know, purses and clothes, and I did want to do shoes, but I was like, that was too much. Of course, jewelry and things like that. And I also was selling lashes and stuff. And I am passionate about makeup as well. Oh my God, excuse the plane, y'all. It's going across the house. But I'm passionate about makeup. But it's something that I've realized that I do want to have under my belt, but I want to do it on my own time. It's not something that I want to make a career out of. So I'm not going to push that on myself and be like, okay, well, I want to do that too. No, I'm passionate about doing makeup. I love making people feel beautiful. I want to feel beautiful myself. But that's something that I just want to do if somebody be like, okay, can you do my makeup for this night? Not make that a full-time thing for me. But I also, you know, have this podcast. This is something that I enjoy doing as well because I love seeing the interaction from people and hearing the feedback from people. And, you know, sometimes some of these podcasts with everybody, they help somebody in some type of way because the topics that you're discussing, it hit home for people differently, you know. But, and I also have like my perfume blog page, which is I post my perfumes that I wear every day and perfumes that I recommend when I do hauls and things. And even though those are three separate things, those are things I'm actually passionate about. So that, therefore, I give my all into it. I put more effort into it. I put more energy into it. The podcast is something, excuse me, y'all, is something where I've seen the numbers. I've seen the growth in my podcast. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm getting to where I need to be. And I'm cool with that. And my perfume page, Instagram took my Instagram page away. I was almost at 1,000 followers. I waited a couple of months. They never gave me my page back. So I made a new one because it's something that I love to do. I love to smell good. I love to recommend perfumes to people. I love, you know, letting everybody know what goes with what scent goes with what scent, you know, what notes are in this scent, because it's something that I like to do. And as well as my business, I love to be shining. I love to be blinged out. And I want others to be doing that as well. So it's just like, you know, like I say, even though those are three separate things, those are things that I'm passionate about and that I've decided to stick to it. And, you know, like I was saying with that conversation I was having, it's just that over the years and over the months, I started to find my lane and I stuck with it. And I'm also going to be doing my YouTube, y'all. But I think it goes into all of those things kind of go into one, if you really think about it. Because I'm going to be using my YouTube as well to promote my business, my podcast, as well as, you know, my perfume situation, my perfume page and stuff like that. So it's like all of those go into one for me. But I just feel like I'm trying to, you know, find my lane and stick with it. I don't want to, you know, move on to the next thing because I don't see the success, the overnight success that I think I should have. Which is that's not what happens with businesses. And that's, like I said, that's something that I had to learn. And, you know, when I first started my business, you know, people were buying things. People were, you know, getting things and stuff like that. But I feel like in a sense, I was also lowballing myself to make others feel comfortable enough to buy my product. And I think that more so played into the fact where I didn't become passionate about it because I wasn't making anything from it. Not saying that I want people to, if I'm getting things from other vendors, I want people to spend an arm and a leg, because I don't. I, you know, I appreciate the ones that do pay that, but I want people to be comfortable with the price as well. And that's fine with me, you know, because I'm like that too. But I think that took out the passion of me wanting to continue to do my business, because I was lowballing myself trying to make other people feel comfortable, too comfortable, not going to say comfortable, but too comfortable for me. And I wasn't able to see any profit. People were buying things, but it wasn't any profit for real. So it's like with my first business, I was just like, okay, well, it's not doing what I wanted to do. I'm not seeing the vision that I had. So I'm just going to leave that alone. And with my new jewelry business, I have that vision for it, and I'm going to stick with it because it's honestly the epitome of me. With my first business, I didn't put much effort into it. I'm not going to lie. I did at a certain point, but then I gave up after a while, which is not something that you do when you're in a business. You don't, and especially if it's something that you really want, you don't give up. But like I said, I didn't have any passion behind it. So it was just like, what's the point? You know, I feel like now with my new business, I'm more comfortable with it. You know, people ask me about it. People tell me like a lot of things that they have. They done had it for a while. It don't tarnish, you know, don't break, no nothing. And I'm cool with that. Like, I love that. I just have to get the shit back open. But, you know, and like I said, with this podcast, I had my ups and downs with it. Where I wasn't seeing, people listening and stuff like that. But now I'm seeing the numbers and it's changing around. And I figure that as long as I'm being consistent with everything, then the success will come. I just have to be consistent, and I have to remain passionate and put more effort into it rather than, oh, well, you know, I don't see nobody listening. Fuck it. I'm done. I don't see no sales today. Fuck it. I'm done with that. No, I can't be like that if I want to see success with the things that I want to do. So it's just like my best advice to people that, you know, want to start businesses, have businesses, and you're not seeing the results that you want. And even, you know, I even told my mother that, because my mother, you know, she's an entrepreneur herself. Like I said, you have to find something that you're passionate about and something that you love and stick with it. You're not going to see what you want, like, you know, the results and what you think you should have. You know, you're not going to see that overnight, and you're not going to see it every day. You might have a good ass month where you're making sales, you know. If you got food, you sell whatever you're selling, whatever. You might have a good week where you're making money. Next week, you may not make nothing. But long as you're passionate about it and you're consistent, you're giving it your energy and your effort, then the results will come. But you just have to love what you do. You can't just do it just mainly for the money. Because if you're doing mainly for the money, then you're not going to put no effort into it. You're not going to put any energy into it. You're not going to be passionate about what you're doing. You're not. I'm sorry. It's just that. So it's just like, find something that you love and that get your blood pumping. Like, ooh, I got to do this today. You know, I got to ship these orders out. I got to make this food. I got to make these sales today. Whatever, whatever. If you have that type of energy, stick with it, even if you're not making enough in that the next week. Because if you don't feel that way about it, if you're like, oh shit, so I gotta go ahead and put these orders out. Oh Lord, I gotta make this food. Oh Lord, I gotta make these posts. Oh my God, I gotta do this. Then you're not gonna stick with it. I've been there. And like I said, I just had to find my lane. Find the things that I was passionate about, the things that I love to do, and stick with it. Because the results are not going to be overnight, but they will come. And I just got to trust the process, give it to God, put my energy and effort into it, and those results and that success is going to come to me. And that's what I'm on now. So, like I said, my best advice, find something that you love and you're passionate about, Stick with it. Be consistent. Because you will succeed. It's just you have to do the work as well. Nothing is going to be handed to nobody. But you got to do your work as well. And that's just it. I want to thank you all so much for listening to the podcast today. Please don't forget to rate and comment why you love the podcast, because it does help my podcast to get out to more people. And if you are new, welcome. And I hope that you're sticking around. I love you all so much. And I hope that you're back for another episode of the Just Queen D podcast. Bye.